to the White Way, a public service radio program of the Moili'ili Honganji. Moili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.moili'ilihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by the Morikubo family in memory of Michio and Michiko Morikubo. Our speaker this morning is Reverend Joshin Kamuro, Associate Minister of Honpa Honganji Hilo Betsui. Good morning, Reverend Kamuro.
Good morning, the White Way listener. I am Joshin Kamuro, an Associate Minister at Honpa Honganji Hilo Betsui. Today is the Saturday of Thanksgiving weekend. Did you have a nice Thanksgiving? Did you enjoy your Thanksgiving feast? It was not the day before yesterday, but last week, Thursday, Hilo Betsuin Hoyukai, Buddhist Friendship Society, invited Hoyukai members and ministers' families to their Thanksgiving dinner and meeting at the temple. We all enjoyed delicious turkey with stuffing that was cooked by Hilo Betsuin BWA ladies and Hoyukai members. Through that Thanksgiving gathering, we were truly grateful for the precious food, the gift of life, but mostly grateful to Amida Buddha, Shinran Shonin, and all who had given us the rich Honganji tradition. This morning, I'd like to share what I learned from Reverend Kakusho Izumi's essay, which was written in 1957, 65 years ago. Last year, with ministers in Hawaii, I had the opportunity to read the five volumes of magazines, which were published by some ministers of Honpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii, including Reverend Kakusho Izumi, from 1957 to 1959. The title of the magazine is Faith, or Shinko in Japanese. The editor was Reverend Kenei Hatta, who was a minister of Moili'ili Honganji at that time. They are very interesting magazines. I really learned a lot from them about Hawaii Kyodan, including Hilo Betsuin from 65 years ago. For example, Hilo Betsuin Hoyukai Buddhist Friendship Society was introduced in the magazine. The article said, Hoyukai, a main religious organization of Hilo Betsuin, was started in March 1949. The service was held in the evening on the second Friday of every month. Men wear necktie with a design of wisteria crest, which is the official crest of Honganji. And women wear uniform, that there is a wisteria crest on the left pocket. An interesting talk from Reverend Chikyoku Kikuchi at a round table discussion was introduced. Reverend Kikuchi, who was a resident minister at Narefu Honganji, said, ministers in Honolulu could take a horse-drawn railway service for their trips of ministry. On the other hand, ministers on the neighbor islands have to ride on a horse. Horses are freely grazing in the pastures to save money on grain. Since I have a funeral, it will be a problem. I have to look for a horse by beating a bucket, then rush to go to a mortuary. Lastly, the group family picture of Mr. Shigeo Murota, president of Waianae Honganji, in front of their obutsudan, appeared in the magazine. The article said, although we have freedom of religion, parents and children, husband and wife, brothers and sisters, they are the same in practicing the Nembutsu together. This is the greatest happiness of life. There are many other interesting articles in the Faith, Shinko magazines. Therefore, Hawaii District Ministers Association has decided to have an online Buddhist seminar on Saturday, December 10th from 10 to 11:30 a.m. by giving presentations through Reverend Kakusho Izumi and Reverend Yoshio Hino's essays from the magazine. Now let me share some parts of Reverend Izumi's essay with you. The title of his essay is Live in the Nembutsu. Reverend Izumi introduced the life of a person called Mr. K, who lost his parents when he was young. His heart and life were always full of loneliness, and questions arose about life itself. What will happen to me when I die? Will I go to the Pure Land, where my parents were probably born? Mr. K was raised by his grandmother, who was a devoted Jodo Shinshu follower. His family conducted a service at the Obutsudan in the morning and evening. They couldn't have a meal if Mr. K or his brother didn't read a Gobunsho, Renyo Shonin's letter. Mr. K learned the Jodo Shinshu style customs from his grandmother and got used to worshipping the Buddha, although he didn't really understand the contents of the sutras. Mr. K left his hometown and began to live in a big city. He was severely exhausted through his life of making money, and he ended up becoming really sick. His heart was occupied with grumpy dark mind, which blew out the heart of Nembutsu. There was no choice but to attend the temple gathering of hearing the Dharma. When he came to a deadlock in the way of faith for seeking spiritual truth, his heart knew correct choice, and he was able to hear the voices of Shakyamuni and Amida, which didn't resonate in his heart before, but now powerfully reached the very bottom of his heart. Shakyamuni Buddha encourages him, live and go straight on the white path of the Nembutsu. That path is a straight path of sincerity, which leads you to the joy of living. Amida Buddha says, entrust yourself to me, and leave your difficulties to me. Buddha's heart of compassion pervades your heart and mind, day and night. I make you say Namo Amida Butsu with your mouth and bring you to be born in the Pure Land. Mr. K was able to clearly hear the voices of Shakyamuni and Amida. The heart of Mr. K danced with joy, because he could listen to the true Dharma after encountering a true teacher. He was able to leave his suffering behind, and the Nembutsu of gratitude arose in him endlessly. He experienced amazing mental transformation. Mr. K discovered the Namo Amida Butsu was his true parent. That discovery wiped away his feeling of many years of isolation. I was deeply impressed by his spiritual transformation. Through the life story of Mr. K, I was also able to clearly hear the voices of Shakyamuni and Amida, who are my spiritual parents. And I have truly appreciated the white way of the Nembutsu that wipe away my feeling of loneliness. I am not alone whenever I say Namo Amida Butsu. Today, I couldn't share his whole essay due to the time limitation, but At our online Buddhist seminar on December 10th, I will share his whole essay, which was translated into English by Reverend Tomioka and me. Reverend Tatsuo Muneto will give us a keynote speech for the seminar. The theme is Never Alone, Shin Buddhism and End-of-Life Care. Please join us and listen to former minister's guidance through the Faith, Shinko magazine. I would like to close my message with Shinran Shonin's Wasan poem, which was introduced at the end of Reverend Izumi's essay. Shakyamuni and Amida are our father and our mother, full of love and compassion for us, guiding us through various skillful means. They bring us to awaken the Supreme Shinjin. Let us listen to their voices by reciting the Nembutsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Nammanda Butsu.
Thank you, Reverend Komuro, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiliihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, November 20th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. hybrid Zoom service will be Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani of Moiliihonganji Mission. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, the Morikubo family, and our speaker, Reverend Joshin Komuro. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Reverend Blaine Higa of Kona Honganji Mission. Namo Amida Butsu.